There's a cold bed full of scorpions. The venom stole her sanity. And if you'd never called for me, I might have lingered in purgatory. You wrap around me like a chain, a crown of fire, pulling me into the fire. All that dust, I sat alone in my tower. You were just haunted. Inside my memory, and only you possess the key. No longer drowning and deceived, all because you came for me. Locked inside my memory, and only you possess the key. No longer drowning and deceived, all because you came for me. All that time.
Give me a W.
W.
Give me an O. Give me an N. Close enough. Give me a Y. That was weird. Anyways, what does that spell? Seriously? You don't know? It's Wony, people. Wony.
That's not even a word!
Alright, there's no need to be so harsh about it. Everybody just needs to calm down. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
When you drink and drive, you are not only risk losing your license, but also lives. Picture this. One bad night, one bad choice could end someone's life. Even your own. No one deserves a crash or a DUI, but you could lose everything. Your future, your friends, and your family. Here's what you can do instead. Before going out, make sure you have a sober ride. Save a taxi number on your phone. Or plan ahead with a friend who stays sober. And if you see someone about to drunk drive...
No!
It's better to make an awkward phone call than make a tragic one. And remember, take care of yourself and each other. Don't drink and drive. For a free sober ride or to learn more, visit MADD.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 9th, check out Chuck's Comedy Club with Kelly Kells at the Hunt Union Waterfront at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, March 10th, check out the baseball team as they take on Union at Red Dragon Baseball Field at 3 p.m. Happening at Red Dragon Theater, check out Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, March 11th, check out the men's lacrosse team as they play Hartwick at Red Dragon Field at 3 p.m. On Thursday, March 12th, head over to the Hunt Union Ballroom for Roots and Recipes, a multicultural tasting of different foods happening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Yo, DJ Nos for Mark II. What's going on, everybody? I'm rocking and rolling here. What do we got over there? Is Nate making noise?
Yes, I am.
That's
hopefully
it.
Making noise.
Yeah, you're making noise. I can hear you. Yo, this is a long time coming. Nate was on once before as a side quest.
Yes.
Sidekick. But we got Nate McGee in the house.
Good morning, everybody.
We are at episode 97.
Ooh, nice. That was a good year.
Yeah. We're getting up there. It's episode 97 right now. And I'm excited about this one because we'll talk about Nate. Nate does a lot for the community and so forth. But there's also a shared passion. And something that's super important from my childhood, I would say maybe 3 years it occupied my life. It occupied much more. It's occupying much more of Nate's life.
Oh God, yes.
Than my life, but it was one of those things which I think started my collecting habit. So we're going to talk about what this is in a minute, for all of those 80s, 70s, and 80s babies. Well, what year were you born?
I was 84.
You were 84. Okay, so you're 9. You're 41.
I'm 42. Turned 42.
Oh, that's right. You had a birthday.
Yeah.
Very recently. 42. Okay, so, yeah, so I'm 50, but it same thing. I remember vividly when these things started, and it was very crazy. Anyways, we're going to get to this in a minute. We're going to talk about a specific toy line. And all kinds of other stuff, too. But rocking and rolling, we're going to start with he messaged me last night and said, do I have Van Halen 1? Come on, man! So on the back of this album, and I'll post a picture of it, it is
David Lee Roth doing like a back bend.
Yeah, and there's a special little thing going on, but I'm not going to talk about it because it's naughty, naughty.
It's naughty, naughty, but we'll talk about it off the air.
That's right. It's super funny.
I showed you this morning, too.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I'm trying to look at... So it's funny, the back of the album... Which way am I supposed to be looking at this? So, you know, you look at the front of the album, you obviously know the way you're supposed to look at it, right?
Yeah.
When you look at the back of the album... You want to look at it this way.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. But then the writing is all weird up here. See, the writing is is going like this. So I would want to read it like this, which makes David Lee Roth look like this, which is super crazy.
For those of you that don't see this, it looks like he's like standing on a wall, but like a horror movie, like contorted where he's like looking at you upside down.
That's right. It's like a Suspiria thing or something like that going on. Yeah, I don't even know what's happening here underneath. There's some kind of chain under on the ground as well. Anyways, we're going to listen to the first track off here because it's awesome.
Greatest bass line ever.
It is the greatest. Besides any of those Primus ones, it's a pretty good bass.
That's a whole nut. That's like comparing apples to wine.
You can make wine out of apples.
Yeah, you can.
You can. Can you make Primus out of Van Halen? I think it's possible. What if Eddie Van Halen played the bass?
Ooh, that's pretty much Les Claypool.
There we go. Look at this. Here it comes, baby. Everybody, let's wait. I'll turn the mics off as soon as this starts, but we're waiting for it. Where is it?
I hear it. There we go.
Oh, here it comes, everybody. You know what day it is? It's hump day, everybody. Oh.
My life like this on tomorrow.
Okay, we're just letting this one go over the top of this.
Yeah.
And we'll just kind of leave the mics on as well so we can think about this for a second. There's so many stories about this. Some people say he just walked in the studio and did this in one take. Although I don't believe that happened.
No.
Because there's a stop in the sound a couple times.
I was fortunate enough to see him do this live, so
it's amazing. Me too. I saw them, Carnal Knowledge, Alice in Chains on Facelift open up for
him.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. And actually, Alice in Chains is better because of the Sammy Hagar, which is fine.
Yeah, that's the right song.
Too. Yeah, and they were good. Sammy's great.
I would go see Sammy by himself.
Yeah. I just don't necessarily like the songs as much from the band, Sammy stuff, but he's a great singer and a great guitar player. I mean, much better singer than David Lee Roth.
Oh, David. Oh, goodness.
But I love Roth.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a great showman, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure. There it is.
Such primal energy there.
Beautiful. That was an amazing transition there. Okay. So we are here with Nate. So first of all, we're going to just there's a couple things about Nate we're going to talk about.
Oh, goodness.
First thing is Missouri.
Yes.
Missouri. So Nate is from one of a few people that I know that is from this state.
Yes, this lovely state that I was actually raised there. I wasn't born there. I was born in Baton. I was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're born in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. So when I was younger, my grandmother got sick, so we had to move back to our little chicken farm that we had in Southeast Missouri, right in the Arkansas border. You could literally at the edge of the land be like, I'm in Missouri. I'm in Arkansas. I'm in Missouri. I'm in Arkansas.
Crazy.
So I spent I would say a total of 19 years. What's funny is I've lived more years in this area, like Oneonta, Delhi area, than I lived in Missouri.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so crazy, but yeah.
So you're Baton Rouge.
Yes.
Until?
I would say I was two, and then I moved to Missouri. And then after I graduated, I moved back to Baton Rouge. For an experiment gone wrong.
We have this. I've had this. Experiment gone wrong. Okay, so you're in Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri.
Missouri. I know, I always say Missouri. Is that a bad way? Does anybody ever say Missouri?
I've never heard that before.
You know what it is? It's from...
It's Missouri.
Missouri. It's from something. It'll come back to me. Okay, where in Missouri?
It was this little town called Donovan, Missouri. It was right before you get to Boot Hill, and it's pretty much on the Missouri-Arkansas border.
Okay, so we down south. Okay. and you still have family there?
Oh, yeah, my mom's still there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my mom, a bunch of my cousins, and, you know, a lot of my friends, and then... bunch of us moved. I have friends in St. Louis, Kansas City. I even have some friends up here, you know, that from the area.
I've never been to St. Louis. How's St. Louis?
It's like...
that's not convincing to me.
It's like if Albany and Syracuse had a baby.
Oh.
With a big arch.
I'm like, with a big arch. the Blues, man.
I love my Blues.
Yeah, the Blues.
I'm a hardcore Blues fan, even though they got beat by the Islanders last night in overtime.
Yeah, but they won. They beat the Bruins, six years ago?
Yeah.
Seven years ago?
That was our only cup.
That was the only cup. I remember the Bruins were really good that year, too, and Seymour. Because Seymour loves the Bruins, right?
Oh, he was... We were trash talking like the entire time.
Still
trash talk to this day.
It's so funny.
We're both huge hockey fans. We just went up to a Comets game on Sunday
Yes, I saw that.
That's so much fun. Great
and that,
price.
Is it Utica? Utica?
Yeah, Utica.
Yeah. My son went to one of those games a couple weeks ago and absolutely loved it. So, okay, so you do all this stuff, right? You're in the mid, I guess you call it, no, that's southern.
So Missouri's considered Midwest, but Arkansas is considered the South. So I had the best.
How is Missouri Midwest? It's not even in the West, is it?
It's west of the Mississippi. So like anything west of the Mississippi is considered.
Is that what they consider West?
Yeah.
Interesting. It's like that thing, like land doesn't vote, people do, but in this case, it's land.
Yeah.
There's like so much land over
it's
there.
It's like call letters. Like everything west of the Mississippi starts with K and everything east starts with W. So.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I
grew up on the K side.
You're on the K side over there rocking and rolling. Whenever I'm talking about music with my students, it's always so funny because we're like, oh, there's like the West Coast, the East Coast, and then like the 98% of the people in the middle like country.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So it was funny. When growing up, it was mostly country stations. We had one pop, and probably, I would say, like from 95 to 2002, we had a hard rock station that slowly turned into classic rock, but then And about 45 minutes from my house, another station popped up and it was more of the modern rock.
Like, that's so crazy.
And it's like one station. I think they had an alternative one too. But
Don't Stop Believing on repeat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so crazy. Okay, so besides, so you come to this in, how old are you when you come to this? Why are you coming here? This is a good question, right? Why is Nate here? We love Nate. We're glad he's here. Why did he come here?
Why did I come here or why did I come to upstate New York?
Upstate, yeah. So where did you come to upstate New York first?
So we might need a 4-hour show for this.
Yeah, give us the shortened.
Shortened pretty much my ex-wife and friends and, you know, finish like college and all that and. Yeah.
In Odiana or Delhi?
Delhi,
okay.
Yeah. Cool.
And so that's why you wound up here from a relationship.
Yeah.
Is that how you wound
up here? My ex-wife.
Yeah, okay, my ex-wife. Okay, so you come here. Do we all have ex-wives? Yes. Anyway, yes.
This is like the shortened. There's more to this story.
Of course there is, yeah.
We don't have enough time for all of this.
I can't even think about it.
But I've been up here since 06, so this August will be my 20th year living here.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's like 06 you came.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, so 20 years here in upstate New York.
And I've carved my own little niche, which is more like a branching tree by this point.
Yeah, so most of us, before we get into stuff, the commoner in Oneonta would be able to find you at probably one of two places.
Yes.
That we see you frequently, right? The first being, I would say...
Wise Guy Sammy's.
Wise Guy Sammy's, which I would say is the main hub, right?
Yeah, it's what Mike calls the mothership.
It's the mothership. And what does Nate do there?
Everything.
Nate pretty much runs... No, I'm just kidding. Nate does a lot of stuff there. What would you say is your primary... thing.
I work front of the house, you know, serving, counter, bartend, you know. I bartend every Thursday, and I'm going to be bartending Saturdays as well, Saturday mornings. I help with social media, which was, like, my main reason I got hired. And then once they threw me in, they learned, like, oh, you can do the A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Sure.
And I ended up doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K.
Yeah, that's restaurant. Once they find out, they get their grips on you. I did the same thing on them.
And then I end up at the Black Oak, where I run karaoke every Tuesday. And I also run sound for bands that come in.
Yep.
I will be there a certain date in March.
That's right. So Nate basically was after me at the Oak.
Oh, yeah. I inherited your job.
He inherited my job. I used to work an internship program up there. So I booked and worked there for, I don't know, 10 years. The one thing that I didn't do a lot, though, was sound, because I tried to get other people to do it, because unlike Nate, or maybe he does like it.
I love it.
He loves it. He loves it. Like, I'm good at it, but I don't like it. Only because as I get older, I just never wanted to be there that late.
Oh, that's that. Yeah,
that was my thing, and it was like always just kind of like, oh man, you know, I'm 50, so like just kind of hanging out at a place until whatever. The Oak starts late still.
Yeah, it's usually
it's still a late banger,
9 or 10, and then yeah, there's some mornings I don't get out till 2 o'clock, and then if it's on a Friday, I gotta wake up and be at Wise Guys at 10 and work all day there. Some weeks I get to do it all over again.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's a fun job.
It really is. It
yeah, and you get to listen to bands.
Oh yeah, I get to meet so many cool people. I get to listen to bands, yeah. Good and bad.
And you have the squishy in your hand.
I know. Yeah,
it's awesome. It was sitting over there. I got that from Merrill. I don't know if you know Merrill.
I think I do.
Juster.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Merrill's awesome. So Nate's there doing sounds. If you're ever there at karaoke,
every Tuesday,
which is crazy down there. Right. People are really into it. People are really into this.
Very into it.
And then also on the weekends is bands. I think there's actually some kind of, is that like a hard rock cover band there this coming weekend? Or was that last weekend?
That was last weekend. Okay. That was Ready to Strike. They have
Ready to Strike.
Yeah. They're younger kids, but they nail the 80s aesthetic.
That's what I was. Yeah. Okay. Was that last Friday?
That was Saturday.
How was that show? Good.
It was really good.
Awesome. And actually my band's playing down there March 20th. Is there a band before us? Is there another one?
Yeah, it's Hard Job.
Actually opening up for Hard Job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we're old.
I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, we were like, it was so funny when they were like, oh, we're going to start at 10. We were like, no. And then Scott was like, no. So we were like, we want to start at 9.
Oh, thank you. That means you're going to end earlier.
Oh, we're going 12 max.
Okay, cool.
No, it was so funny when Scott was like, yeah, we're not doing this. We're not doing this 2 at the 8. We were like, let's go 9 to 12 and then get out of there. And I was like, that sounds great.
We're each
going to do an hour and 20 minutes.
That's perfect, though.
Yeah, and we're, like, on time. We're, like, we're going to start at 9, even if there's one person there. I don't care. Well, you know, the people who are going to come see my band are not coming out.
Yeah.
At
10 o'clock.
Where they're not coming out at 10. They're already asleep. So, you know, they'll come out at 9 and watch part of it. So
this weekend we have Cat Hook, and I think there's a couple other bands.
That's right. Is the big, like...
Yeah, that's the 13th.
That's the 13th.
I think that's all we have at the Oak at Wise Guys. We have my buddy Luke. He and his buddy do like an acoustic. They're doing that tomorrow night. It's the Burned Over Revival. They're doing from 7 to 8:30.
Okay, this is on Thursday.
Yeah, at Wise Guys Sammy's. And then at the Oak we have Cat Hook. And then on Saturday we have Supercart at Wise Guys.
I saw that they were doing some kind of live practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been trying to get Eli and Chris in there for, like, so long, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting, because I haven't seen anything with the back room now open.
Yeah.
Back in there. That's where they put the bands now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is better, I think, than the front door.
Yeah. And there's more room. Like, Luke will have, like, Burned Over Revival will have, like, at the front.
Sure.
Because it's more intimate. And that's something I want to start, too, like, on Thursdays, to have, like, an acoustic showcase.
Sure. Yeah, that makes more sense there. Just that room, if you have a full band in that room with the bar.
Yeah.
It's blaringly loud.
Yeah. Well, even Luke, we don't even really have to mic him. He's still, because he can carry his voice, because he can project, because he has like that Chris Stapleton style. In my opinion, he's better than Chris Stapleton, but, you know, he has that.
Those are big boots to fill.
He fills them.
Luke, what's his last name?
Luke Poole.
Luke Poole, P-O-O-L-E?
Yes.
Do I know Luke?
I think you might have met him a couple of times.
Okay. I feel like I should know him.
Yeah.
I'll get Luke on the show.
Oh, I'll hit him up.
Yeah, hit Luke up. Tell him to come on my show. Luke Poole, local, right?
Yeah. Okay. He's like RN at Bassett.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. Sweet. Okay, so we got all kinds of music going on here at these places, which is awesome. People should come out and see stuff and go support all the live music. And what's your DJ name?
Oh, goodness. DJ Tornado.
Yeah, Tornado. It's a good one. Maybe sometime we'll have to do a DJ off between Tornado and Nosfer Mark II. We'll have to have like some kind of DJ battle. Speaking of battling,
oh goodness,
good versus evil, which is not even good versus evil because I think all of them are awesome.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about when I was a wee lad, and I vividly remember, this. So my parents brought home a toy for me, right? And it was during a very special, special's the word, I guess. My grandmother was passing away, which is still a special thing, right? I don't know if special's a good or a bad word. It's a thing. It's a word, right? But it was a very interesting thing. So my grandmother, who, by the way, Helen, who was amazing, she would wear a muumuu all the time, and she would also take care of us on, like, Saturday morning sometimes because my parents would go out Friday night. And
yeah.
Go party, and they would drop us off. My grandma's, we'd wake up in the morning. And she would always give us cereal with a sugar container so we could put it on the cornflakes or whatever, you know, instead of frying Frosted Flakes, we had the cornflakes for that. And then she would always open up jars or cans of fruit cocktail and give us fruit cocktail, you know. And I was always wondering why, because she would always put one in a glass. And then something in the glass while we were doing whatever. I never realized it later. She was making old fashions at like 8 a.m. for breakfast. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, totally. Grandma, she was awesome. My dad's mother. But she also had we lived near a Stewart's, and she'd always have Stewart's ice cream in the fridge, in the freezer. And she also had an ice cream cone dispenser, one of the Joy ice cream cone dispensers on the wall. So we would just be sitting there eating ice cream and sugar and fruit cocktail every Saturday morning watching cartoons, and she would be drinking old fashions and a muumuu.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It was like very classic growing up and kind of whatever, you know. But when she, it was a very interesting thing, and I think this is why it's so important to me. She was sick and dying, and we, instead of having hospice or something, she was just kind of in the living room. And we were all there. Like, I was there when she passed away.
Yeah.
But because the kids, like, we just were kind of not understanding everything.
Yeah.
My parents got me a toy. And I could be wrong on the name, but I think it's right. Braun?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, it's a small one.
It was like a green Jeep, right?
A green Jeep, right?
Yeah.
With orange, like, on the front part, right?
Yeah.
So they bought me a toy, and it was Braun. And I remember the packaging because it was, like, whatever. And it was, like, one of the smaller Transformers that didn't have that many moving parts.
So, yeah, those are considered the mini-bots.
Yeah, the mini-bots. So I got one of these things and thought it was the coolest thing in the world. I was like, it transforms into this robot, right? And I was like, this is amazing. And thus, you know, when you got it in those original runs, right? And of course, we all understand now, we're going to talk about Transformers for anybody out there. You open up the plastic bubble thing, right? Yeah. And there was a little fold-out. There was a fold-out in there, and you opened it up, and it showed you all the Transformers that were available.
Oh, I missed those.
And it was super. I was like, what? There's, like, all these Transformers? So from there, I remember, right, that year, because then the cartoon was there as well.
Oh, yeah, and the Marvel comic.
Yeah, and the comic. So what happened is it exploded so quickly. On in the market. So I had the red bug.
Okay, which was... So that's where...
So it wasn't Bumblebee, it was the red one.
So It might have been Bumblebee. So, because this is where things get a little crazy. So,
let's talk about this.
So, when the toy line first started, it was actually two different toy lines in Japan. It was Diaclone.
Yes.
And then the other one was Microchanged. And there were two different toy lines of transforming robots. And they were at the Tokyo show, our Tokyo Toy Show, and there were representatives from Hasbro that went over, and they're like, oh, this is really cool, these toys. We should get them licensed from Takara and bring them over to the U.S., and they didn't have any story or anything, and it was more haphazardly made, where there wasn't, like now, Bumblebee's yellow.
Yes.
So back then, there were three different little cars. There was a sedan, a bug, and what was the... There's a third one, and there's a little interesting story on the third one. And they came in, like, three or four different colors. It was blue, yellow, and red.
Okay, I didn't know this. Easy to learn these things. I remember having the red one.
Yes, so... Yeah. It got a little confusing because when Bumblebee and Cliffjumper is traditionally the red, like...
Cliffjumper, that's right.
...was the red sedan. So, but in the first year, you would get, with a Bumblebee card, you may get a red Bumblebee.
Yeah.
A red bug. Or you may get a yellow sedan.
Wow.
Which is...
Okay, that's totally weird. They did that with the Star Wars toys, too. Like, Luke had brown hair or yellow hair, depending on whatever mold they were using at the time. Yeah. To just use them up, I think, until... Because at that point, I don't think they knew that it was going to be that crazy.
Yeah, no, they just repackaged toys from Takara.
That's right.
Sell over here for the first year. And so there was a third car, which was... His base color was blue, but he ended up on a Cliffjumper car... Or a Cliffjumper card back with a yellow version of his car... And a lot of people thought it was Cliffjumper or Bumblebee, but it turned out to be a third car. And that this toy in the package is worth, like, thousands of dollars because it was a mistake. And fans have originally named him Bumblejumper as a combination of Bumblebee.
That's crazy.
And now his official name by Hasbro is Bumper.
Bumper. Okay. So, yeah, I get this toy, right? And I could remember, like, the crazy checkered background. Like, I just remember these, like, visual things. It was, like, super important. So, along with that first line, I'll tell you which ones I had.
Okay.
When they first came out, right? I had Prime.
Yeah. That was one of my first, too.
Yep. I had an original Prime. I had a I remember getting for Christmas a Megatron.
Oh. I never had a Megatron.
Right, and it looked like a Walter. It was like a Walter.
It's a Walter P-38.
And it looked like a guy. You could, like, you know, it looked like one.
So that
was crazy.
So, unfortunately, for the, even though as cool as that was and is, it due to U.S. gun laws, it can never be reissued.
Yeah. No, it's insane. I wish I still had it. Not, you know, because it was a cool toy.
It really was.
Yeah, he had these really fat legs because they were the handle of the pistol.
So, back to the whole thing. That toy in Japan was originally part of the Microchange line. The Microchange line was household objects or little toys that would transform into robots. So there would be a tape player, which we are going to talk about very soon.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that very soon.
A microscope, a gun, watches.
Oh, the microscope, that's right. Okay,
So like Bumblebee and Cliffjumper and all the little cars actually came from the Microchange line because they were based on Takara's Penny Racer line or Choro Q, which is known in Japan. They were transforming versions of that, of the Penny Racers.
Yep.
And they were part of the Microchange line because most people think they were part of the Diaclone car robots, where a lot of the cars like Optimus Prime came from, Jazz, Sideswipe, all of those guys came from the car robots. But no, Bumblebee came from the Microchange line because it was toys or household objects.
Interesting. Yeah. Learning all this stuff. So speaking of that, I had Jazz. That was the Porsche.
Yes.
That was super cool. So I had Jazz. I had, so I'm trying to think of the good guys. I have the, And I don't know if it was in that first line or the second line. It was like the red ambulance or the white. It was red? First aid? First?
Oh, no. It was. It's Ratchet. And
Ratchet.
He was in the.
Was he first wave or second wave?
He was first. Yeah, it was him. Yeah, he was first wave because he and Ironhide were pretty much repaints and retreats.
Yeah, so I had that. I had Ratchet. Right. So those were out of the good peeps. That's all I had.
Yeah.
Right. The bad peeps were less, but I had along with Megatron, right? I had the darker blue. I didn't have Starscream. I had the darker blue.
You had Thundercracker.
Probably. Thundercracker I had. Maybe it was a purple or was it blue? I don't remember.
Is there goodness. Because they're purple. No.
There's one that was like black, right?
No. So black and purple was Skywarp.
Skywarp. Okay, so I had Skywarp. Sorry.
Okay.
So I had Skywarp. I had Skywarp, and I, you know, they were all the same.
Yeah, like, just different colors.
Yeah, and I always wanted Starscream because he was like, ah, ah, like his voice. I could hear his voice. So he was just really annoying.
I had Skywarp too, but in my child brain, because, you know, I'm much younger than you, I was like 3 or 4. I thought it was Starscream until I was like 5, and I'm like, this isn't Starscream.
No, because they were the same model, but basically just with a different paint job on it, right?
Really, yeah. Then,
literally. But they had, you know, so I had that, and then I had the other big one, right? So this was the one for me because I thought this was the second Transformer I got was Soundwave.
And it's my personal favorite.
Yeah, Soundwave, which was super cool. I love the way he talked. Right, we'll talk about the cartoon in a second. But the cool part about Soundwave was you could open up his little cassette thing and out popped. He came with the Black Panther or whatever.
No, actually,
did he come with the Panther? Did
no,
he come with the Buzzer.
He came with the Buzzer, which was Buzzsaw.
Buzzsaw. He came with Buzzsaw. So you could buy. I remember I bought the other ones. There were two birds and two like little leopard like.
Yes.
Dog things or something.
And
like
then there
that.
Was also a, in the second wave, they released like little, well, when we get to the cartoon, we'll talk more about this too.
They were like mini robots,
yeah,
right?
Mini robots, Frenzy and Rumble.
The Frenzy and Rumble. Okay, so I had the original 4.
Okay.
Because you could buy the other 3 like in a pack, like a 3-pack or something.
Yeah.
So I bought those. After, so I had all, I don't remember the names of all the. Do you know the names of all those little?
Oh goodness, yes I do.
What are the names of the two birds? So
Buzzsaw was the one that packed, but
okay,
and he's like a little condor.
He's like a condor, yeah.
Yeah, yellow, and then they, you know, so you know, get the most out of your molds because molds are expensive.
Okay,
they remade him and colored him red as Laserbeak. Laserbeak actually became the more famous one of the duo. So now when you buy a Soundwave, you're more than likely to get a Laserbeak over a Buzzer. Unless you bought the recent Hasbro Studio Series 86 where you got both Laserbeak and Buzzer. And
Lucky.
And Ravage. Ravage,
oh,
is
Ravage
the,
was the dog with the
yeah,
black
the
one?
Yeah, the Panther, yes. Ravage was the Panther.
Okay, and there was a second Panther, though, right? Were there two Panthers or not?
No, there's one.
Okay, maybe I was thinking something else.
But they did repack Ravage with one of the other cassettes, so you might have got two Ravages. And that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, maybe the thing I bought only had two of them in there, and then I had 3 of them. For some reason, I thought there were 4 of them. I could be wrong. So, going back to my young age.
You might not be wrong, because back then it was the Wild West. So.
Yeah, so that was all G1 stuff. And I don't think there was any. I think the bad guys were just Megatron, Soundwave, and then the three Jets. That was it. There was a lot more good dudes,
yeah,
out there in this wave. So the other important thing before we move on to a little bit after that, right, was that at the same time this was going on, the marketing campaign was very smart, right?
Yeah,
because they released something that we would watch, which was a cartoon, and the cartoon was specifically made to sell new Transformers.
Yes, and that was the best part, too, because I was actually talking to my oldest daughter, Lily, about this, and it was like, yeah, back in the 80s, they went, because Reagan actually signed a law to lift FCC regulations to children, because there was a point in time where when you made a commercial, you could only do, like, so many minutes of animation in it to sell a toy. Like you, yeah, it was like a whole FCC regulation, and Reagan actually signed to abolish that. So that's how we got the animated cartoon.
Wow, Reagan did one good thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, yeah. No. Go Reagan.
And
thanks for transforming us, Reagan.
And we were my daughter and I were actually talking about it, and she's like, "Daddy, did it work?" I was like, "Yeah, they made toys they made cartoons to sell toys." And she's like, "Daddy, did it work?" I'm like, "Lily, look around you.
Yeah, right. Look what's going on in my living room.
Everything you see, the light touches, is yours."
Yeah. So that series came on, and it was nuts. I was so into it, right? So, the first, I would say, two or three waves. Here's other ones that I specifically remember getting. Galvatron.
Yes, he's from the third wave.
He's from the third wave, right? Galvatron, and that was also put out when the movie... Right, so we'll talk about that in a second.
Yes. But
the Constructicons.
Oh, Constructicons were Wave 2.
Wave 2. I had all six of those.
Yeah, I have the modern remakes of those.
Yeah, which I had the original ones, which was awesome. I also had, there was it was big. It was a white Jet.
You had Jetfire.
Jetfire.
So Jetfire is an interesting story because he was not made by Takara, which is who they originally licensed. He was made by another company, which later got bought by Bandai, which was a competitor to Takara. And it was based on the Jet from the old show Robotech, a.k.a. Macross.
Interesting. And I had that, though, and it was awesome.
That is a really cool toy, but that was one of those things where in the cartoon they had to change the name and the look a little bit to Skyfire.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and then I also had the yellow and red boom box, which was the good
Blaster, yes.
Blaster, so I had that one as well. And then I had the Dinobots, which were Wave 3.
No, Dinobots were Wave 2.
Wave 2. Okay, so I had a bunch of the Grimlock.
So the funny
Grimlock,
thing...
Grimlock.
Me, Grimlock.
Yeah, that's right. So I had a bunch of those. And then it kind of... I think I had a bunch of those... The Rhino, and I had the Bull, right? Yeah, and the Condor, and I gave you some of these.
Yeah, it was like you gave me three-fifths of Predaking, which is
and
a
those
combiner.
Are Wave 3 or 4?
Wave 4.
Okay. So at that point, I was kind of out of it because I was just getting older, you know, I wasn't collecting those toys anymore. But the first three waves of those toys for me were huge. And there was something very big that happened, which was the movie.
So from
86? No.
86 was the movie.
86 was the movie, right? Which was crazy.
So seasons 1 and 2 of the cartoon are, you know, of your classic characters like Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Megatron, the Jets, later Insecticons.
Jazz, which was Scatman Crothers? No.
Yes.
Scatman Crothers was Jazz.
And Cliff Jumper was Casey Kasem, which was great.
Yeah, that's right. Amazing.
Yeah, but the first two waves, you know, you got pretty much the entire toy line that everybody fell in love with. You know, Optimus Prime was the hero that everybody fell in love with.
That's right.
You know, to some kids, he was like a father figure, you know, the way Peter Cullen even portrayed him. It was gentle but firm, you know.
100%. You can just remember the voice, right?
It's yeah.
So crazy.
So to the 86 movie, when they came out with that, the whole marketing idea was like, oh, we got all these new toys. So you know what we should do? I'm speaking as Hasbro right now. We should introduce the whole new toy line, but get rid of the original characters. And Hasbro, this was like one of the biggest marketing blunders ever, because they didn't realize that we, as kids, developed attachment to all these characters, like Optimus Prime, even the bad guys, like Soundwave, Megatron, Starscream, you know. So everybody goes to, and, you know, the summer of 86, all these kids go.
Oh, I went.
Yeah, you went.
I was there in the theater.
I was too. And So I'm gonna skip the movie for a second. So this is how I found out how everything went wrong. I didn't go see the movie. I was like three, and they had the third season in 87, which was the aftermath of the movie. And I'm watching, and I'm like, where's Optimus Prime? Where's Bumblebee?
Where's Megatron?
Where's Soundwave? Where's all my favorite characters? Well, to the shock and horror to everybody, in the 86 movie, it starts off with this big planet called Unicron, like, eating up other planets.
So yeah, you're like, voiced by?
Orson Welles. And his very last role.
That's right. That's a crazy thing.
And he is like, he's this big planet that eats other planets, and he's pretty much the devil of the Transformer universe in fiction.
That's right. Did they ever make one?
Yes, and it's $500, and on the secondary market, it is thousands of dollars, because it was only a made-to-order through HasLab, which was their...
And when was this?
About... 3-4 years ago.
Okay, so this is a newer thing. They didn't make one back in the...
No, they didn't make one. The first Unicron toy actually came out in 2003 with the Transformers Armada toy line, which I do have that one, because that one was a little more affordable, because you could buy that brand new for $50.
So. Oh, okay. Crazy.
But anyway, Unicron is, like, destroying stuff. So Ari says, you're like, this is weird. This is more destruction than I'm used to. So there's this whole scene where the Autobots are coming to Earth, and it's Prowl, which is a police car.
Yeah.
Ironhide and Ratchet, I mentioned before, the ambulance and the van.
Yeah.
And Brawn. Yeah. Oh, no, Gears. No, it was Brawn and Gears. Yes, it was both of them. Gears was a little red Jeep thing. And anyway, they're on this ship. All of a sudden, the side of the ship gets blown out by Megatron and Starscream and the Constructicons, and it becomes this gunfight, which is pretty much an execution of the 84 toy line, where you're watching point-blank murder.
Oh, yeah. We were all, our jaws dropped, and then, you know, so everybody's getting blasted and killed, right?
And then
the craziest thing happens, which is...
There's a battle on Earth Optimus Prime and Megatron, and Optimus Prime gets killed by Megatron.
Yeah, we're nuts. And this is like 10 minutes into the movie. Yeah,
we're not even 15 minutes in the movie, and our whole living room floor just got like wiped out. And we're like,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, we didn't even have time. We got these new characters that are spliced in, you know, voiced by Leonard Nimoy and like...
Yeah, so, you know, what happens is these characters get reborn, though, right? So, kind of. Optimus Prime becomes...
No, Optimus Prime is dead.
But they take his, what's...
The Autobot, the Matrix of Leadership.
Yeah, the Matrix of Leadership.
And they give it to Ultra Magnus, who was at the time voiced by Robert Stack of Unsolved Mysteries.
Ultra Magnus becomes the de facto
leader.
Which is
funny, because Ultra Magnus toy was a unique toy. It was based off the Optimus Prime toy. Its base truck was a white version of Optimus Prime, but it had a trailer, like a car carrier trailer that you could take the pieces off to make the armor for Ultra Magnus.
Okay, very cool.
So I didn't have that. So that actually makes sense why, you know, that would happen with the Autobot Matrix. Well, Optimus, as he's dying, drops the Matrix as he's handing it to Ultra Magnus, and this car named Hot Rod, which is voiced by Judd Nelson, yes, that Judd Nelson of The Breakfast Club, catches it, and he becomes the leader. But the whole movie, you don't know this. And at this time, you're like, who are these new characters? I don't like them. I don't like change. Why are these new characters here? At least we had the Dinobots to keep us entertained.
Although Galvatron was... So Megatron becomes...
Yes, Unicron actually changed, like, some of the characters. So back to the whole thing. Starscream kicks out all the injured Decepticons out of...
That's right. He tries to take over Starscream.
Yeah.
Right. And then Galvatron comes and kills him, right?
Does
he kill him? Yeah, he does kill him. That's right.
Turns him into dust. And all the ones that Starscream kicked out of the jet, Unicron turned into new... Pretty much the new 86 toy line.
That's right. Yeah, so it's totally insane.
Like you don't even have any chance to, your mind's like, what is going on here? You don't have any chance to recover. And they're like, oh, you're supposed to like these new toys. Hasbro, even years later, Hasbro was like, this is, a mistake to introduce these characters this way.
Oh, yeah. Big mistake. But I had a Galvatron.
Which...
And it was cool because you could set it up and it became this like ground laser thing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that we can re-release, you know.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you know, so this movie goes on and the movie's, I like the movie.
The movie is good. Once you, going back to watch the movie, it's great. Like, amazing soundtrack. It has Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, it's this very weird, kind of metal-y,
rock.
Bad 80s. Prog hair metal thing going on.
But it's the best worst soundtrack ever.
100%. Yeah. It also was notoriously known for the kid in it, or one of them says a swear word.
Yes.
Which we can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
But it's crazy when it happens, because not only is all this going on, but then I think the kid says it, right? Or one of the.
It was the kid's dad, actually.
The kid's dad. Okay, so somebody says this, and we're all in the theater going, what the swearing going on? Everybody's dead.
The best part is
Johnny's birthday party just turned into mayhem at the local theater, right?
So the problem was so many kids were crying. Parents were leaving this movie early because
that's right.
Because Optimus Prime dies and they're like, "What's happening?" And everybody, because it was more violent than the cartoon ever was. It was It was pretty much a Japanese anime forced up on us. Before.
Oh, man, it was nuts. I just, vividly remember all of this. And that was kind of the end of my, not that movie, but because I turned 86, I was turning 12.
Okay.
So at that point, toys, you know, I started moving away. I started collecting trading cards, you know, that was, my big thing at that point. So I kind of moved away from toys or whatever. So G3 was the end of the line, or not G3. Wave 3 was the end of the line for me. I'm going to have you back. We only have a couple minutes.
I know.
And we're going to have to see. We didn't even get to. I would like to bring Nate back on and talk about everything that happened after that, because I am nothing about this. So you tell me about, in the few minutes we have left, tell me about what you've done or addressed your Transformers fixation over the past and since this time.
Oh, goodness. Right. So, in 91, they re-released some of the toys and re-released some, newer versions with better articulation. So now, within the last few years, they're pretty much making the... Because due to manufacturing restrictions, you know, Optimus Prime didn't look exactly how he looked on the cartoon or move, properly. Sure. So now they're making... It's part of the Transformers Generation line. They have two... They have, Age of the Primes right now, and then Studio Series, which are based off the cartoon. They're screen-accurate Transformers. They actually transform into the vehicle, and it's screen-accurate, so how you remember it from the comic. Are the cartoon and comics and video games, and I pretty much own every single one of them.
That's amazing. So let me ask this question. The original cartoon runs from 84 to 91?
No, the original cartoon... Oh, this
not
is
that
very
long.
Good. No, so the original cartoon runs from... And the U.S. ran from 84 to 87.
Oh, that was it. Okay,
so
3 years.
But in Japan, it ran. They did three follow-up series and another animated movie.
Okay,
which was farther the toy line, and that lasted to 1990.
Okay,
and then Hasbro brought back G2, which was Generation 2, and it was just some repaints and some unused molds from other lines that Takara did, some other toys, and then they re-released the cartoon with different, title card, Beasts. And in 95, when Hasbro bought Kenner, they did Beast Wars, which was all new characters with organic animal that turned into organic animals, which that revitalized the Transformers line to the point where we are now.
Okay, so yeah. So I don't know anything about, because I was in the middle of college, right, when Beast Wars happened or whatever. So all I know is that original run, which there were three generations of.
No.
So tell me about how many generations are there of...
Technically two, because they count Beast Wars part of Generation 1.
Oh,
it's actually... Okay. Beast Wars is a continuation of the original... The original line. So there is two, technically there's two generations, but there's many different continuities because there's like the movies, like the Michael Bay movies, like the live action movies.
Oh, there's all that stuff too. I forget about all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's multiple universes.
Okay. Let me ask this question. See if you know the answer to this.
Okay.
I don't know. How many different Transformers are there? And I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about like this Optimus Prime, doesn't matter which version of it. But how many different Transformers are there? Is there over 300?
There is over 300.
That's a lot. I always think there's like 40.
No.
That answer is no. Okay.
There's, I think in original G1 line, there's over 100.
Yep.
But then you got like the... Yeah, the Beast...
But then it gets the Beast Wars and it gets crazy, right?
Yeah, Beast Wars. And then they did what's called the Unicron Trilogy, which was like the reboot of the whole line. It's Transformers, Armada, Energon, and Cybertron. And they introduced new characters, or characters with the same name but completely different characterizations or even colors. Just pretty much they reused the name so they didn't lose the trademark on the name.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, and that's where it gets insane. And then they did, like, these little micro-transformers called Minicons, so there's, like, hundreds of them. And
if I could own a collection of them, I would own everything that they released from 84 till
the first movie.
I would like to own all those. But I'm not going to, because I would like you to own those. Those original, like, from, like, 84 to, like, 87, do you own a bunch of those?
Yes. I'm probably up to 30 of those.
Oh, okay. Which ones, if you needed three from that era, which ones are the ones you would want that you don't have?
Oh, that I don't have. I would say Omega Supreme, but that's a big, expensive one.
Yep. Megatron,
for sure. And...
is there another one?
There's an obscure. I think those are the two from those.
Yeah,
because I have the Dinobots. I have.
Do you have the Constructicons? Well, you have a re.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, no, I think I'm good on that.
Okay.
that's the crazy part.
Yeah, so for me, once again, for my collecting's all nostalgia of original things, and some people, when they're, you're kind of zoned in on one particular thing.
Yeah.
Where my life is like, I'm zoned in on the 80s.
Yeah.
So I just collect all the 80s stuff.
So.
Which is a different thing.
Not only do I collect, I'm a big wrestling guy too. Like,
oh, WWE, yeah.
Like, most people that know this are like, why hasn't he mentioned wrestling yet? Because that's oddly enough a big part of my life. I do collect WWE and WCW and ECW figures, but. Yeah. That's a whole nother
JNL
muscle.
Or whatever it is.
LJN.
LJN. You have those?
LJN, Hasbro.
LJN had the big rubber ones, right?
Yeah. And Mattel are re-releasing those right now.
That's amazing. LJN, famously known for really bad Nintendo games as well.
But great wrestling toys.
But great wrestling toys.
Hard rubber that you could throw.
That's right.
Never broke.
I remember these very much. Okay. With that being said, I'm kicking off. We're kicking off. We want to thank Nate McGee for coming out. We're gonna bring him back on.
Yeah, I love being here.
We're gonna bring him back on and talk about his personal collection next time. This was just a start. We wanted to kind of get us rolling on this.
This is us planting the seed.
That's right. Everybody go down to the Black Oak. Tuesdays is
karaoke.
That starts around 9.
9 to midnight.
And then otherwise you can find me at Wise Guys serving up, especially on Thursdays, serving up drinks.
Yes, and food. And come food. Get our food.
Yep. We're going to rock and roll. I got a couple more Gavins here on Friday. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. But Gavin Vitale is going to come in on Friday, and we're going to talk about our top favorite five baseball players from each of our respective teams, and also spin some music. And everybody have a great hump day, yo. Hump, hump, hump. It's a chance to do the hump.
For those who have no voice, visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 9th, check out Chuck's Comedy Club with Kelly Kells at the Hunt Union Waterfront at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, March 10th, check out the baseball team as they take on Union at Red Dragon Baseball Field at 3 p.m. Happening at Red Dragon Theater, check out Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. On Wednesday,